and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hi, no one. Welcome to your summer months on the show.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
I think it's the three of us today, everybody. What y'all want to talk about for the next 4 hours?
No, 6 o'clock club is definitely up this morning, for sure.
There's a few of y'all here today. What's up? Yeah, I think actually a couple schools are still in. So a couple of y'all still hanging out. What's up? Welcome to Monday, everybody. So how was the weekend? We go around the studio Monday morning, just kind of talk about how our weekend was. We want to know how yours was, too. If there's any big news you want to share with the group, let us know. Jess, how was your weekend?
Garage Boy and I spent the whole weekend in Queen Anne's County with the Maryland Office of Tourism, and it was our first time in the Kent Narrows area in historic Stevensville, and it was just like the absolute quintessential summer weekend in Maryland. I'm talking like crabs. We were on the water. It was gorgeous out, and we had so much fun. I'm exhausted, and we had such a busy weekend, but I feel so relaxed.
Yeah.
Like, I met this guy. His family owns the Crab Shack. His name is Kirby, and I was like, can you explain to me what it feels like being here? Like, the best way you could describe it. And he was like, the minute you drive over the bridge, it's like you can exhale. And I feel like even though I'm really tired, I feel like I just had like a massage or something. Just like being in the sun and by the water was so fun, and everyone was so kind.
Totally.
We had a great time this weekend.
It's awesome. Charlotte, your weekend?
It was good.
All right. Thanks, Charlotte.
I don't know. There's way too much to go into right now.
Everybody has different definitions of good, and that's okay.
The pause said everything.
You know what?
So it wasn't good, or it was good?
It was mostly good. I went swimming yesterday, and that was amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
Got to hang out with a bunch of my old coworkers who I miss them all the time, man. I love you guys.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But I
love that last job a lot better than this job.
No, Cranes. No, look at me.
Not a good situation.
It was so good to see my old coworkers. That was really fun.
Sure.
How about you?
So usually if that's how it goes with jobs. It's like, God, I really love these people, but I hate this job.
Literally. Yeah, like we all kept each other sane there.
Yeah.
Totally get it. I went over to Lake Fest this weekend down in Columbia, which everybody in Columbia goes to that. It's like if you live in Columbia and you don't go to Lake Fest, you're really missing out. You know what I always forget though is because it's like an arts and fest.
Like a festival, arts and crafts festival
kind of thing. I always forget how much art cost, and especially like artwork. I walked into this one tent, and there was this really beautiful like photography of like nature, and I was like, man, I should like buy some of this. And I like saw the price; it was like $2,000. And like I was like the photographer guy, he started talking to me, and I saw the price tag on it, and I was like, I don't know how to get out of this fast enough, but I don't have $2,000.
Yeah.
Because I could tell, like, obviously you want me to buy it, but like, it's like once you know, you like see the price tag, you're like, I'm definitely not going to buy this, but I don't know how to get out of this conversation, out of this guy's tent fast enough now, because I feel like I'm like in the conversation. This is nice.
You don't want them to think you don't like their art, but you also don't want to be like, hey, I'm a broke.
I don't think I'm poor either, so I feel like I've got to like make it feel like I'm like, oh yeah, this is totally a reasonable price for this picture.
No.
So I'm going to. Anyway,
$2,000
$2,000 for that.
He's like, I'm in Columbia. Hello.
So,
He's like, what do you expect? You're talking from the guy that lives in Columbia.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right, y'all. Let's get started. Here we go.
Number three.
The Maryland Zoo is holding a contest to name their new juvenile red panda. Their new habitat officially debuted over the weekend, so that's something you can finally check out now. And the zoo is holding a fundraiser to give Marylanders the opportunity to name the younger panda. So a $20 donation earns one entry for the chance to help name her. One winner will be randomly chosen, and then you get invited to the zoo to meet with the red panda keeper team, and then you get to name the panda. Donate by June 22nd to enter on their website, MarylandZoo.org.
Number two.
The New York Knicks made history Saturday night and beat the San Antonio Spurs to win the NBA championship. The Knicks won the game 94-90 and won the series 4-1. This was the longest gap between titles in NBA history, with 53 years since their last championship. Keep an eye out for an upcoming HBO documentary on the New York Knicks filmed by super fan Ben Stiller himself, who has been capturing footage on his iPhone from Celebrity Row at Madison Square Garden. Garden throughout their entire championship run. A lot of people were kind of obviously like lovingly made fun of Ben Stiller, saying like he looked like a proud dad throughout this entire run because he was like filming the whole thing. And it's funny because before this was announced, Garage Boy brought it up and he was like, I think he's making something. And it's true. So yeah. We kind of get to see from his perspective. And of course, all the celebrities that have been, that are always like in that row, no matter how the Knicks are doing.
Yeah.
So that'll be really, really cool to see.
I'm not a sports person at all, but just watching the excitement of this.
Yeah,
I mean, I can only imagine what that's like.
Yeah.
To like to have long a losing overdue. Team for so long to finally get it. I was really happy for Knicks fans.
Number one.
Tyra Banks is suing Netflix for defamation, claiming she was misled into participating in the documentary Reality Check, Inside America's Next Top Model. So according to the lawsuit, she agreed to the interview to have a discussion about the show's legacy and take responsibility for past mistakes. But she says only 16 minutes of a 3.5-hour interview were used. Banks alleges her comments were stripped of context and reassembled to create a false narrative. The suit also specifically objects to suggestions that she knowingly allowed a contestant's alleged sexual assault to be exploited for ratings. Banks also argues the series ignored actions that she said that she took to address reports of inappropriate conduct on set, and she is seeking damages and a jury trial.
Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I didn't watch it, but I heard it made her look really bad, but she was also like the executive producer on it, right?
Yeah, so,
like,
that's why it was really confusing.
So how does that make sense if she's the producer that like
it's
she can
giving
also...
You didn't, it's giving
did
you just wanted the title
it?
And you didn't watch.
Right.
So here's the deal. I watched America's Next Top Model in real time.
Yeah.
So I think for Tyra to be like, you guys are making me look a certain type of way. No, girl, we're not. Like, that is exactly how you looked then.
Right.
And it looked even worse now because her mindset in talking about things, she did not take accountability. She kept trying to be like, okay, yes, but you have to see it from my perspective. Okay, yes, but that was just how everything was at the time. Mm. Like, it she looked 10 times worse, and I was surprised that it was able to come out, especially seeing her name with the exec producer role.
Right.
And it's almost like she was doubling down on not taking anything back because there were so many things that happened as far as like what was exploited. And honestly, too, I think what's frustrating about that for her to be like, I did not say it was okay for them to exploit a sexual assault thing and all that kind of stuff that happened on the show. Oh, really? Because you had her on your show, on Tyra at the time, and you were forcing her to answer questions then too. So there is footage to support exactly and prove exactly what you were doing at that time.
So what is she doing? I don't understand like why she's trying to like...
I think she's just so self-involved that she... And I don't mean to say that in a bad way, but I think that's what was so uncomfortable to watch it in the first place was, can you really not see your hand in all of this?
Right.
You know what I mean? It was sad.
You think she watched it and saw the backlash and now she's trying to like make herself feel better?
Yes, because I don't think if she received that response from the audience, I don't know if this would be happening.
Right, got it.
This is Jess and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
I want you to imagine that you're at a casino and you hit the big jackpot, but instead of actually winning the jackpot, you win a police escort off the property.
Ooh.
Because that's exactly what happened at a casino up in PA. Y'all.
Aw, man.
That's like the luck of this whole thing.
As long as I got my money, I don't care what car
well,
I'm driving
away in. She did not.
That's
no.
Messed
and to be honest, it's her own fault for this. This story is just, it's very Pennsylvania, okay? Y'all, it's time for your Monday morning PA So Cray Cray. And we don't know. We don't know why it goes like this. If you've never done a PA So Cray Cray, let's explain the theory behind this concept. How do we do this, Jess?
So the segment is dedicated to our neighbors in Pennsylvania just because a lot of random, bizarre, we'll say unique things tend to happen there. And we love our neighbors in PA, but it's mostly just kind of like, how did we get there in the first place kind of vibes.
Right. So it started because we got here and, you know, going through the news of the whole Mid-Atlantic region, like, you know, we're here in Maryland, but...
Mm-hmm.
And things happen here, but not like wacky stuff.
Not like a mayor beefing with a contestant from Love Island for no reason.
No.
Like that's not what's happening because that's not something that should be happening.
No, like not really in D.C. I mean, well, you could argue. Not really in Virginia, but like in Pennsylvania, week after week after week, there's just some kind of trending wacky story, and we're like, why? Like, why is it that we live so close that things just get weird there? So we started bringing it to your attention with PA So Cray Cray. All right, let's go up to Harrisburg. It was the Hollywood casinos up there. And there's a 69-year-old woman. She and I don't know what game she was playing, but all of a sudden she hits the jackpot there. Now it doesn't list how much she won, but she wins all this money, and all of a sudden they're like, "Ma'am, you need to come with us. You are actually banned from this casino."
Okay. And she won.
And no, they didn't give her a check. They actually escorted her off the property. Now,
no, I'm saying like, so she legitimately won.
She won the jackpot.
And then they were like, JK,
and they were like, no,
you
have
to
get the hell out of here. The police showed up and everything, y'all. Now, here's the caveat behind this. And I don't know how I feel about this. Because back in 2019, this woman voluntarily put herself on the ban yourself from the casino list, okay? In Pennsylvania, you can put yourself on a list.
Oh, so is she like a gambling addict?
She has a problem with gambling, okay?
No.
She has a problem with gambling. So she voluntarily banned herself
from gambling. At the time, she chose to work on it.
So exactly.
But currently, she's back, so now she's back in it.
So now she's having an issue, right?
Yeah,
shows up at the casino.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, ma'am, you can't be here. But she won the jackpot.
Yeah.
How much? I don't know. Could it have been $1,000? Could it have been $1 million? I don't know. But so they escorted her out. She's cited for trespassing because she can't actually be there.
Right.
She can collect no money.
Yeah.
She has no winnings. How do y'all feel about this, man?
I mean, what more of a sign do you need from her past self to be like, girl, you're not supposed to be here.
But let's put it with anything else. Okay, let's say she had a drinking problem. Okay, if I came in with a story and was like, this woman was at a bar and she had a drinking problem, we'd have no problem with it. But the fact that
that's different because it's not like you're winning like 10,000 beers. Like, I don't know.
It's
like,
true. But like, this could have been a life-changing amount of money for this person.
Can they put it in like savings for her or something?
Like
donate
charity,
to her favorite charity.
To charity. Like, now, Jess, if they gave it to charity, what about that?
I think charity would have been cool. I think at that point, I feel like that should just be a rule in general. At least like you can, like a charity of your choice.
Yes.
But you have to think about it this way though. If they would have given her the money, who knows how bad that would have pushed her into a deeper addiction.
That's
so
fair.
I think, unfortunately, I fear this was the only outcome that would have, like, I don't know, be healthy for her, I guess.
She's meemaw. She's 69 years old. I'm like, damn, there's just something about this story that makes me sad.
I hope this makes her never want to gamble again.
I know. That's just what unfortunately, I'm talking about, y'all.
It's unfortunately.
Like, I wish I knew how much she won, but I don't. But
I hope she's okay.
More than anything,
I just hope she's okay.
Yeah. Y'all, meemaw didn't win her money, but that's why they get their own segment up there. It's called PA So Cray Cray. It's how it works.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
All right, y'all. Here we go. $1,000 and free gas from Rofo up for grabs. Calling number 10. Got the chance today. Hey, good morning. Who is this? Hello. Oh, hi.
Amy,
hi.
Happy Monday,
10.
Amy.
Happy Monday.
We ready to go for it, Amy?
I can try.
All right.
You got this, girl.
Well, you're number 10, so you're going to have to try, I guess, today. Amy's like, I guess I'm here, so we got to do it. All right, Amy. Have you played before, Amy?
I have.
All right. Well, then you know the rules. Let's explain.
Welcome back.
Amy, you sound like you don't even want to try this. Do you want to do this? Amy's like, all right.
I was just shocked I got through this morning because
it
hasn't been nice to me recently.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you're here.
We're happy you're here.
Yeah, you're here, Amy. Let's give it a shot. Maybe it's going to go in your favor today. Let's give it a shot, all right? We're happy that it's going to be you. Jess, explain the rules and we're going to do it, okay?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass. And then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Amy, you ready to play?
Sure.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms
starts
now.
Question number 1. In computer program terms, what does the E in IE stand for?
Pass.
Question number 2. The Roman numeral is XXV. What is the number?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
XXV is the Roman numeral. What is the number?
25.
Correct. Question number 3. In what sport do athletes use a sled to race feet first down an icy track? It's feet first down an icy track. What is that sport?
A pass.
Question number 5. What is the highest rank attainable by a Boy Scout?
Pass.
Question number five. Complete this phrase, a blank is worth 1,000 words.
Pass.
Question number six. What is the name of the classic word game where players fill in blanks to with funny words?
Mad Lib.
Correct. Question number seven. Not 60 seconds, by the way. We're 60 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's okay, girl. Monday. You got through. That's a win alone.
Yeah, for real. All right, let's go back to the top and get through this thing, Jess.
Back to number one. In computer programs terms, what does the E in IE stand for? That is Explorer.
Yeah.
Internet Explorer. Good job on number two. I'm always terrible with Roman numerals.
Yeah.
Number three is what we passed on. In what sport do athletes use a sledge to race feet first down an icy track? That's luge, right?
It's a luge. Yeah. Yep.
Number four, what is the highest rank attainable as a Boy Scout? That's Eagle Scout.
Yep.
Number five right here, complete this phrase, a blank is worth 1,000 words. Do we know that one now?
I do not.
A picture is worth a thousand words. Good job on six. And then number seven, before last night, what year did the New York Knicks win their last NBA championship? That's 1973. Yeah. 53 years ago was the last time they were champions.
That's the year I was born.
Oh, dang. Yeah, how about that, man? Yeah, so there you go. Hey, you got through. Not bad. It's Monday. Nobody cares. It's all right.
Oh, well, it's the worst I've ever done, so.
You're okay, girl.
It's not the worst anyone's ever done, though, so still a win.
You knew more than I did on this round.
We've had people get zeros before, so still not the worst of anyone. Hey, Amy, it's all good. We've got three more days of this. We're going to be off on Friday for Juneteenth, but other than that, we're going to be back tomorrow with seven new trivia questions, and we'll try it all over again. Hopefully, you'll get through again, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good day, Amy. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
What did dads really want for Father's Day? Do you guys have any idea what you're doing for your dads for Father's Day, by the way?
My dad will be at the golf course, that he's the president of, by the way.
Oh, is he?
He's the president of the golf course. He got signed up for a second term. I don't know what goes on over there. But that's what he'll do, and I'm going to send him money for shots. And that's exactly what he wants.
And I think, that's like the real answer. Because I was like, hey, maybe that's a good thing for dad, for Father's Day, you and the family going to see like a movie together. But I was like, I don't know, honestly, in reality, if like dads really want family time for Father's Day. I don't know if like in reality, that's what like most dads want to do, would be to spend time with the family. I don't think that's probably in reality what most dads would want to do. Like your dad.
But if Butter and I were local, he would want us to be together.
Would he want to? Or would he still want to go do shots on the golf course?
And he would be upset if Butter and I did not put something together for him and were with him. Like, I know that is definitely how he is. Like, he would want to be celebrated
with you guys,
with us, and like us take him out and go have a good time,
a big production with him.
Yes. And like, if we were local and we didn't do that, if I was still in Stockton and I just called my dad, he would be pissed. He'd be like, where are you? Why aren't you picking me up and like taking me out for a day on the town? Like, hello.
I just asked Greg Carpenter, you know, he's on 101.9. He's on Hill Mix for a long time. And he's like a dad's dad. You know what I'm talking about. He's like
Greg Carpenter is like one of the coolest dads I've ever met in my life. He's such an amazing dad.
I was like, Greg, what do you want? Because, you know, I'm not a dad, so I can't really sound off on this. He was like, you know what I really like? And just, and like true classic Greg Carpenter fashion. And he thought about it for a second. He goes, I think I like a smoker.
Oh.
I think I like a smoker for Father's Day. Which
sounds
like,
fun.
Can't you imagine like just Greg Carpenter like with an apron on?
Yeah.
Like out there with like just grilling, just smoking on Father's Day.
Making some good barbecue.
Just classic Greg Carpenter. Mm-hmm. We got a couple of texts, and so this is where I'm like, I don't know like the difference between like this. We got one that said, one wanted to go away with the boys for Father's Day. So I'm like, that makes me think.
Like most, a boys' weekend. Go
most
have some fun.
Dads don't want to be with the family for Father's Day, right? Then we get another one that said money to play cards at the casino. Another one proving they don't want to be with the kids for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we talked about this. It was kind of a similar conversation with Mother's Day, which, like, do moms really want to spend time? And a lot of texts we get for Mother's Day is like, really what I want is like a day off to like not be mom.
Yeah.
So like maybe it's not. Charlotte, though, you were saying when it comes to your dad, because your dad's like a super dad's dad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, like, I also have like the quintessential like great dad, I would say.
Yeah, like a super, like, yeah.
He's so kind.
He's the most wholesome and wonderful person I know, honestly. Like, he literally every time will just say, I just want a card. I just want to spend time with my family. Mm-hmm. And that is like his absolute truth. Like, you give that man some wings and a pizza and like he will act like you've just given him literally a planet or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he is such a great dad.
But he wants time with you guys.
Oh, yeah. No, there's nothing else he wants to do.
Now, hang on. Do you think it changes, though, depending on the age of the
course.
Kid?
Because, like,
that's so fair.
If we were five.
Yeah, no. I'm at the point where, obviously, like, when I was younger, my sister was younger, my dad would be like, get me out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
But now he's like, where are my kids so y'all can take care of me?
Yeah.
It's kind of like where the stage I'm at with my dad.
Even my dad, like, even when we were young, though, I feel like he was still the same way. Like, he's just so dad.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Because that's what I think, honestly, with you listening right now, because of, like, I don't know that your husband's going to be honest with you. I don't think your husband can look you in the eye and tell you what he really wants for Father's Day, because I don't, I'm trying to think, if I was a dad, right? And I was in like a family situation. Like, for example, if my truth was what I really wanted for Father's Day was to like go away with the boys on a trip, like this text said, I don't know that I could like look my wife in the eye and be like, what I really want is a trip away with the boys for the weekend. I don't think I could say that.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Yeah, he's refusing to pay for his daughter's summer camp. But, like, when you hear the situation behind it, can you really blame him? Like, sounds cruel, but is it? Let's get into Judge Jess, everybody. Jess is not a real judge. don't let the $13.99 judge robe that we got off Amazon fool you.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the
though.
Same thing. It's like, if you're gonna ask ChatGPT for advice, you can just come here.
There's no
difference. It's like, you can't really trust it, but you feel good hearing feedback, and that's kind of what I'm here for.
And it's true. You know, like at the bottom of ChatGPT where it says like warning, like ChatGPT can make mistakes. Kind of the same rule here too.
Yeah.
The same things apply. So
but
take
it's free.
Take it for a grain of salt.
So
right?
There's that.
So how this works is we say, listen, if you have a disagreement with somebody and you'd want an outside, actually, this is, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. At least I'm a human.
At least it's a human.
And you, not a robot that's trying to take over the world.
If you need an outside perspective and just want your feelings validated, call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's going on, then Jess will validate your feelings. Okay, all right, fair.
Hi, my name is Brian from Bel Air, and I have a question today for Judge Jess. So my ex-wife and I have a 12-year-old daughter together, and a couple weeks ago, my ex signed up my daughter for this horse riding summer camp, which is fine, but the camp cost $2,000. She never asked me about it. She just signed up our daughter and paid the deposit, and then she called me afterward and said, hey, you owe half. And I want my daughter to experience new things, especially with, you know, horses and being out in nature. But the real problem is we have shared custody, and she made the decision for both of us, and then she handed me a bill. But we were supposed to decide this stuff together. So I guess what I'm wondering is, am I being selfish and punishing our daughter? Because I don't want to pay. My theory is, if I pay now, my ex will just keep doing things like this, and I'll have to keep paying for everything. My ex doesn't get to make financial decisions for the both of us. It's like, we have to do this together and agree on it. So I kind of want to teach her the lesson of, hey, I'm not going to pay for everything.
Yo.
So my question, Judge Jess, is, am I wrong for refusing to pay for a summer camp that my ex signed our daughter up for without asking me first? Thanks a lot.
Ooh, damn. Homie goes and drops $2,000 and says, this is for our daughter, though, but doesn't ask first. But to be fair, it's like, yo, this is what our daughter wants to do for the summer.
Maybe. We also don't have like a background. Like, is this something that she's been doing? Is this
right,
like a hobby?
Right.
Is this like
know.
A reoccurring thing that's a part of her life?
Minute six phone call over here is all we got, right?
Yeah.
To go off of. But let's assume she loves this. Let's assume she loves her. I mean, I would assume.
I don't think
it's
anyone that's
thing,
going
right?
to horseback
like, right.
riding camp is just for funsies.
Not on a
like,
whim,
you mean
not
business.
On $2,000. But,
yeah.
Like, but imagine, though, that all of a sudden your ex.
Yeah.
And that tone is not giving. We're on good terms, by the way. Just drops $2,000 and then calls you and said, oh, by the way, this is what I did and you owe me half.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, yo, you didn't run this past me first. I'm not paying for this.
Right.
But it is your daughter. So can he just say, I'm not doing this then? We turn to Judge Jess.
Brian, your feelings are valid and I see where you're coming from. However, I would hate for your daughter to become collateral damage while you're trying to teach your ex-wife a lesson. So I think in this situation, I feel like we let the daughter go to camp, but then have a discussion with your ex-wife and be like, I'm doing this now, but next time when it's this big of a purchase, it needs to be a discussion. Otherwise, you're going to have to be the one to tell her why she can't do it because, you know, we don't know his financial standings. I understand where he's coming from. It's like, okay, I got it now, but like what happens when I don't got it? And then we're in the situation where now we have to disappoint our daughter together, you know? So I do think we should let her go to camp. I do think we should pay for her to go to camp. Let her go to camp, please. Honestly, and if it's that bad, like let's get it in writing at this point. You know what I mean? Like there needs to be a discussion because I don't think it's fair that baby girl has to have her heart broken because mom and dad are doing tit for tat.
There ain't no way in hell I'm giving my ex $1,000. Like, and listen, I think that's fair because I guarantee you, if that was in reverse, we'd be getting a call from her saying, like, can you believe he called me and said he owed him $1,000 for our kid? That is not fair. I don't care if it's for the kid. I don't care for what. No. And I'm sorry if that breaks your heart that you're not going to horseback riding camp. Call me insensitive. My kid's not going to horseback riding camp because you decided that like you wanted to go spend $1,000 without asking me.
So I'm also speaking from the perspective of when my parents were separated and also divorced at a time and also being used tit for tat when both of them were unable to communicate and would use me to get back at each other. And it sucks when your parents are interacting as people versus your parent. So that is why I said what I said, where it sucks when you're the kid and you can feel and know you're being used as collateral damage. So I stand by what I said.
Damn. All right.
There you go.
Terry, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's the right thing to do here? Like, should he just be like, okay, cool. Yeah, no problem. You can just spend money however you want without saying a word to me. That's fine.
I mean, I think that she signed her up and maybe she should pay for it this time just because she took the initiative to sign her up. Why wouldn't she pay for it?
And that's exactly right. I mean, yeah, you just can't go just dropping money and not saying a word about it.
So I guess, so this is an assumption that I'm making just because it's horseback riding specifically. I just feel like that's such a niche interest that I'm assuming that this is something that like the daughter is already doing.
Sure.
So I don't see this coming out of nowhere that this would be a consideration. So I think that's why in this situation, and especially because he did say, if I don't pay my half or if I don't pay a half, then she can't do it. So I would just hate for the daughter to miss out on the opportunity. And then the two of them, even if it takes like getting something in writing to where something like this can't ever happen again, because I do think it can't. That's not right. But I hope that I want her to be able to go to camp.
If my ex called me and said, guess what? Congratulations. We just spent $1,000. Like, this is what your daughter wanted. Even if it was for my kid. And again, I don't have a kid, girl, right? So I can't really speak to that. But I'm just telling you right now, I don't know how I would handle that situation, but I can guarantee you I wouldn't be happy about it. I'd probably call my local radio station too, trying to solve this, you know? Hey, Mix, good morning. Who's this?
This is Anthony.
Anthony, okay, imagine this. You get a call from an ex-wife. It's like, hey, congratulations. We just signed our daughter up for summer camp. You owe me $1,000. Are you going to be like, awesome, I hope she has a great summer?
I'm going to say, you didn't talk to me before you decided to pay for this, and that's not the agreement we have.
Right, right. So, Jess, I mean, I just don't think that most people are just going to be like, okay, cool, no problem.
And no, and that's fine. And no, and like, I mean, and that's fine. It's like, you know, it's like I see and I understand it. I think I'm also just hoping that that their daughter is able to go and that this is something that they can agree to not ever do again moving forward, just because
he did say
that she loses it. You know what I mean? Not, again, when I say this, I understand that she did it wrong, and I do think it's wrong. And I want you to know, too, if the roles were reversed and if it was, you know, the dad that did this, I would still think whichever ex made the point to do this without consulting is wrong. I just don't think it's fair when the daughter gets caught up in the middle. And I'm hoping that we can just kind of agree to disagree and not do this again. That's all.
Well, I agree. I have three children. I'm divorced.
Yeah.
And our kids are never supposed to be pawns at all.
Right. But sometimes it happens.
We don't get along or not.
Yeah.
But the agreement is, and a lot of times it's also written in the divorce agreement, you got to talk. If it's not medical, you got to talk and say, are we cool to split this?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't go and do it.
Yeah.
And I understand, you know, I would probably wind up paying because it's my kid.
Right, yeah.
And I would say, like, don't do this again because you're going to have to then eat the whole bill.
Yes.
But that's just not right to him. And he does have a right to say, I'm not going to pay it because he could have done this before. And, you know, like in my divorce agreement, you can't go and just sign someone up without talking to the other parent.
Mm-hmm.
Would you pay it,
unless
though?
Unless it's medical.
Would you pay it?
Probably I would wind up paying it just because I'd feel bad for my kid and I wouldn't want my kid to say, oh, my dad is the reason I didn't do it, because the kids will realize when they get older,
the issue is.
That's the thing. It's like they figure stuff out way more than us, faster than us. And you know, it's, they'll figure out who the bad guy is.
I know.
They'll figure out who the one that was playing the games when they get older. But that's a really terrible situation she put him in, and that's not right.
I know, and that's how I feel, too. All of a sudden, now you're the bad guy for that. Anthony, thank you for the phone call, my guy. I appreciate it. Okay, what's the better option? Is it better to wear old underwear you've already worn or to go commando? Listen, they both have their ups and they both have their downs, but like, which one's the better option? Y'all, I don't know what happened. I know parents hate when I say this, but listen, I'm a single guy with no kids. I've got no excuse to be too busy to do my laundry. I get it. I woke up this morning and I was like, oh my God, I've got no clean laundry.
Oh my gosh.
What am I supposed to do, right? And I was like, I've got no clean underwear. I had to make a choice into walking into work today. Do I either wear old underwear that I've already worn before, or do I just choose to wear no underwear to work? You know, I chose to wear no underwear to work today. It feels very uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie to you.
I know. This is such TMI. I understand.
I had to make a choice, though. That was a choice. Now, I also had to weigh through the options of what was the better option to do, right? Because I think that, like, wearing old underwear was really kind of grossing me out, right? Like,
well, it depends what you were doing in them.
And that's fair too. Like, what were these underwear up to? Now, here's what I had to look at, right? All I had in front of me was just my hamper of like dirty clothes. I wasn't sure which underwear was which, right? Like, I wasn't sure what they had been through.
And this is like this morning.
Right. It was early in the morning.
Early,
I didn't have time to decipher which war crime these other ones had been through. Like, was this gym underwear?
I will say, too, in the morning when you get up as early as we do, you only plan minute by minute and you know what is minute by minute. So if you add an element that you're not prepared for, you just don't have time for it.
Everything's thrown off.
No. Yeah.
Didn't have time to decipher which was which, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't really like decipher which is which. Or do I just throw on pants and just come to work? Now, the pants are clean. I know that part. But when you really are going, and I don't really go commando a lot, y'all, but like now it's just me and the pants. There's nothing in between the two. Like, something happens, like this is it. Like, this is it.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
And I'm here and I'm at work and like, this is it.
We're full aware now.
We're here.
No need to give more details.
And you understand, right? Like, this is it. I'm at work in my place of business. So what's the better option truly? If you're going, I mean, it doesn't have to be work, but like just in life, is it better when you weigh out the options between the two to either wear old underwear or to go commando? What's the better choice if you think through the options of the two, honestly?
Yeah. If the days before weren't as crazy, I definitely would have just thrown a pair of underwear in the dryer and like a dryer sheet and called it a day.
Now, what would the dryer sheet do, though? Are you just trying to de-wrinkle the underwear?
Well,
what does that matter?
No, I mean, like, just like to freshen everything up and all that kind of stuff, like on the go, like 10 minutes while I'm getting ready. That would have been the solution. But now I'm putting myself in the position of like what I just did this last weekend, and like with the heat and like the weather and everywhere I was, like,
saying.
I was running around. I was frolicking by the water. I was like drinking by the water. I was at the jetty. I was at the Big Owl. Your girl was having a time. So with that, I definitely would just go commando today if I was in that position.
Knowing what could happen. It's just you, the cloth, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Okay. Charlotte, what's the better option truly?
I would have worn underwear, but I would have flipped them inside out.
Inside out.
Which is a trick I learned from Drake and Josh back in the day.
Does that work?
I mean, they definitely were saying it in like a, oh my God, you guys are so gross way. But in my brain at the time, I was like, that's brilliant.
I don't know. Does it actually, if you've turned it, because I think that, I don't know if that's scientifically proven. I don't know if we can use that. You've been gross to the one side.
It's a bit.
Again, I think it very much depends on what you were doing.
We're doing in there before.
And like what kind of days you were having and like the activities and like how hot was it and all that kind of stuff. So
I won't really know till the end of the day. I won't know until I actually get home from work today what the better option was, you know, because like right now I'm feeling very insecure with the option. So I have to report back if this was like the right way to do it or not.
You don't have to.
I won't. Actually, you know what? I won't. We'll just move on with the show. How about that? Okay, perfect. I mean, who deserves to speak at a funeral? Who doesn't? Like, can you say, I don't want that person to speak? That was the question we went into last week talking about. And did she let her brother speak? That's what we're going to find out right now. If that sounds like, whoa, we probably need to catch up with what happened last week on the show. Where were we last week with our talk me out of it?
Anonymous was considering not allowing her brother to speak at their mother's funeral this past weekend. Her mom and her brother basically have not had a relationship the last 15 years after them getting into a fight and just never being able to resolve their problems. And fast forward to her mom having cancer and them reaching out to him, him still not trying to get involved or mend anything. And now when it came down to the funeral, he wanted to be able to speak like Anonymous along with her sister.
So would that be wrong for her to do? She's back on with us on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
First off, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm getting through.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good, good. How was this weekend?
It was difficult, but I think in some ways it was revealing.
Mm. What do you mean? Why'd you choose that word?
Well, my brother and I actually sat down and talked. We actually talked for like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And got a lot off of our chests, you know.
This was before the funeral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And after listening to him and all, I felt like he really regretted not reaching out previously and talking to mom while she was sick or even before that.
Yeah.
I think his pride got in the way, and we tend to be a pretty stubborn and prideful family. And so we came to some understandings, and I did let him speak.
And how did that go? Because I know that last week you were kind of worried that maybe he was going to be... What's the word?
Or I felt like you were speaking from a protective place of your mom and also yourself and your sister, just because not only... did he not have a relationship with her? He didn't really have a relationship with you guys. So that was understandable. I think you were kind of speaking of trying to be protective of your mom and also probably a place of pain.
Yeah.
With not having a relationship with your brother.
Yeah. That definitely was the case. I think after speaking with him, you know, I understood a little better where he was coming from.
Right. Yeah.
And, we were able to mend some fences, which I'd like to believe mom would have been really happy about.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a good start. And the speech in general, I mean, was it positive? Did you want to share?
Well, he spoke about things that he remembered, nice memories from growing up, and just what a wonderful mom she had been. He didn't mention the estrangement, which I think was good.
Because I was going to say.
Inappropriate. I feel like that's our concern was,
like, what do you say if you had, you know, had such a long period of time where, you know, you guys hadn't been speaking, but that wasn't brought up.
No, he didn't bring it up. And I think that was probably for the best.
Right.
Yeah.
It was very nice. And I think he felt better having a chance to voice his love for her.
Mm-hmm. Good. And so all in all, I mean, you're happy you let him speak.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
But I think in some ways I'm even happier that we just finally got to sit down and talk.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then this all really turned out better than I think that we could have hoped it would have, you know? I think we're all kind of on pins and needles on Thursday, but it seems like this all kind of turned out well. Listen, these are always tricky situations. Family dynamics are hard, especially when you've got a funeral involved, and that's always going to bring up family dynamics, right?
Yeah.
But hopefully, in a sense, this is, you know, I'm sure mom's got to be looking down, being like, hey, like, you know, thank God you guys were able to figure this out.
I'm just happy for you guys. I'm happy for you and your sister now that, you know, as siblings, you guys get to start over, really.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you for letting us kind of take a peek into this world, because I think it makes everybody else's family dynamics feel a little more normal, too. So thank you for being honest with us and sharing the story with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you. I appreciate all the inputs from your listeners.
I have a new rule, and I need to know if I'm being unreasonable or not.
Okay.
If you are not driving, you do not get to comment on the driving. Give me an air horn.
Charlotte, what?
I know, that's right.
Wait, what? What is happening over here? What?
Now, listen, my husband, Garage Boy, and I got into a little tiff about this situation. Now, something you need to know about me is I'm not a good driver. And I can acknowledge that.
That is true. You're not.
I can acknowledge that. I'm not good at it. Can I do it when need be? Yes. Yeah. Can I get from point A to point B? Sure.
Yeah.
But it's not a talent of mine, if I'll say. And my husband, Garage Boy, honestly does most of the driving, right? But then, like, sometimes I will just be like, do you want me to drive? And I can tell, like, he's just tired, right? And if you say, okay, sure, then to me, I feel like when you say yes, you're also taking an oath of silence.
A vow of silence.
Yes. And acceptance, because you know what you're about to get into.
This
if
is
you
such a touchy topic.
Are choosing to be a passenger princess, which is totally fine, then be the passenger princess and sit there. I don't need you to tell me to get over, to slow down, to watch out, to freak out, to ask me questions, to tell me maybe go this way instead of the other way, because that's just only going to add to my anxiety. You know what I mean? So I feel like if you are choosing to let somebody else drive, you need to accept the experience that you're going to have in their vehicle.
So what happened?
Well, I was driving, clearly. This happened yesterday. So we just got back. We literally got back from our Maryland tourism trip in Queen Anne's County. It was so much fun. But that's, you know, like a long drive over the bridge and everything like that. And when we got home, he was so tired, and rightfully so, but we still had to, like, go out and, like, run errands and stuff. And I was like, do you want me to drive? And he goes,
I can already feel that, because I know that feeling when you're like a partner with somebody that can't drive that well. Like, he's like,
because he didn't say anything at first, and then I said, does your brain need a break? Because I can drive. And he goes, okay. So we get in the car, I put the keys into the ignition, and I start
slow crank.
All right, already I'm not even out of the parking lot of my apartment complex. He goes, you're going a little fast, don't you think? I stop on the brakes and I go, do you want me to turn around and
you
drive?
Drive? Yeah, because I know that feeling.
I'm like, we're a minute and a half in. We got some things to do. Like, are we good? Just relax. And he's like, okay. Fast forward, we get to a stoplight. I have my blinker on. I'm going to go left. He goes, you could go straight if you want, because it might be quicker. I was like, listen, I didn't ask Alexa to tell me anything. Okay, you're not Google Maps here. I'm choosing to go this way. I know it's longer, but I feel safer and more comfortable with my driving abilities to go the longer way.
Fair.
I understand what I'm doing and where I'm going.
Even
I don't
though he's a superior driver.
Yeah,
and
but
you,
like,
admit that.
Yes.
You still don't want his feedback.
But I'm hosting you in my car.
Okay.
Like, don't tell me.
Yeah, and you're in your car.
I'm in my car.
Yeah,
I'm also
car.
See, I also think there's, like, caveats to this.
Right.
I'm driving your car.
Now
sure.
What if it was
right.
his car?
If I'm, like, in your car and there's, like, a certain way, it's kinda like if you go stay the night at somebody's house, you're not gonna like just use their toothbrush without asking.
Sure,
you
sure.
know what I mean?
That'd be weird. Yeah.
It would be weird. But we're in my car.
Okay.
So we're in my car.
Open,
I'm driving.
You're
playing
zero,
my music that I should
to,
be able to choose.
That's a whole different topic.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying if I'm the driver in my car, even if you're the superior driver, what happens? I have a question.
Zip it.
What if you're
zip
going
it,
to complete,
look outside and enjoy the experience?
Yeah, sit
no
there and look
what.
Pretty. That's
okay.
it. No questions. Yes.
No questions.
Debate.
And if I need anything from you, if I need you to tell me GPS directions, if I need you, if I would like you to add songs
no
to the
unsolicited
queue, nothing. Like, it is a vow of silence.
True or false? Can you have no? Can you give the driver no feedback unless they ask?
No feedback. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
My my ex used to make me drive around the girl he was cheating on me with, unbeknownst to me, and she would sit there. This girl failed her driver's license test so many times, and she'd go, the light's green. Green light. Before I could even hit the pedal. So I'm so triggered talking about this right now.
Yeah, man. My, yeah.
Jess is so right. Like, it's not even a debate.
My dad's the worst about it, too. He's the same way. It's like, just drive. You drive. Just drive. Drive. You want to drive, drive.
If you want the control, because I get it. I understand it can be a control 100%. Thing, too. And, like, also a safety thing. Right. Are we safer if he drives? Yeah.
No,
honestly, however, it's kind of like going on a roller coaster. You're willingly locking in, and you know that there's a chance that something might go down.
Yep.
And that's what it's like getting in my car.
100%.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.